on.
You have to get up.
Chris yeah. Fade is here.
Wake up. Get up.
Chris Fade.
I look like a baboon, okay?
Pretty Mouth.
Be quiet, penguin.
And Big Rossi.
She's looking like an emperor penguin, isn't it?
Who's an emperor penguin?
You.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Are y'all ready to make some noise? 1, 2, 3, come on.
Well, well, well. Told you so. Look who's here.
It's happened.
I can't believe it. I'm in the hot seat, Pretty. This is the best day ever.
This is the Chris Fade Show you have turned on. No, it is not the wrong station. This is Virgin Radio 104.4.
Yeah.
That is Big Rossi. I'm Preeti Malik. Chris Fade is on vacation for the week.
Yes, get yourselves ready. 4 hours of car
Rossi.
Crash radio. Let's see how we get on here.
So, Rossi is now where Chris usually is. He is manning our Chris Fade Show plane. He is the one who's pushing all the buttons and is taking care of everything. Are you okay, Rossi?
I don't know. I'll see how I'll get on. But they must be really desperate, I think. They must be really desperate, don't you think?
No.
If they put me here.
No, Rossi, this is your chance.
Anyway, Sheena's off, so Eddie's going to be doing Sheena's show. So that means I'm here, you're over there.
I just don't move. I've realized in all these years, I just stay here in my zone. No one moves me around.
You are Miss Consistency. That's what you are.
Consistency here. But listen, we are back with the show. We are back with everything that you need, right? Rossi,
yes.
The weekend was good?
The weekend was great, yeah. I did 500 burpees yesterday. I thought I'd get that in right now.
Well, you went from zero to like 100 super fast. You were doing nothing fitness-wise, and now you're doing 500 burpees. That's insane.
It was horrible, but I'm glad I did it.
Burpees are just terrible.
Yeah. I had a nice weekend. I went to Kidzania, that type of thing. How was your weekend?
My weekend was very eventful. I actually need to tell you this.
Yeah, go on.
It's going to be huge. No, it's like a big thing.
Really?
I need to tell you about it later. We'll do it later in the show.
Okay.
I promise. We'll talk about it later in the show. We are back with At Home in Dubai. That villa, 2-bedroom villa, is still waiting for
still
you.
Still going, yeah.
I know. Have you figured out the celebrity mystery? Laughs another chance after 8 this morning. The pop quiz returns at 7:10.
Yeah.
It's all going to be great.
We've got Yas Park tickets. We've got loads of stuff to win. So stick around. It's all on the way here. Chris Fade may be off, but that means we are here. And Rossi is already pressing
the wrong buttons.
Pretty Malik here, Big Rossi as well. Chris off, but it's okay. Eddie, how are you doing, man?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Yeah, you're going to be doing Sheena's show later on. Are you ready?
Not really.
we do what we do here, Eddie, right?
Yeah.
What happened? You were meant to be doing this.
You know, last minute changes.
Is she taking a holiday, has she?
Yeah. She's taking a holiday. Chris is on holiday.
Yeah.
Brent is on holiday.
Brent's on holiday as well.
Yeah, everyone's on holiday.
Everybody's on holiday. They're taking advantage, you know? It's quiet, so everybody's doing this.
Whose phone is that?
Nala.
Oh, Nala. You get Nala.
Sorry, I have to pay for parking.
Oh, yes. Oh, is that your little alarm to pay for parking, is it? Yeah.
Can I just say, Rossi instinctively reached for his phone because he felt it was going to be his fault.
It's always me.
Eddie, I saw that you took your kids to the beach for the first time this weekend in a while, right?
Yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it was amazing. They were so excited. There was like, oh. Just you could see the joy in their faces.
Yeah. Which beach did you go to?
6 months, they've been nagging me. Oh, let's take us to the beach. Take us to the beach. And I was like, oh. So when they say that Sharjah beaches are open, I'm like, well, you know what? Let's go.
How was it? Was it busy? Did everyone follow all the guidelines?
Yeah. People were following the guidelines. It was not as busy. Just like the only thing that ticked me off was people were still like disposing of their masks in the wrong places.
Come
like even
on
the beach, I was like, guys, come on.
Let's take care of our beaches.
Yeah.
Let's not take advantage of the situation. But that's good to hear that everyone was kind of following the rules. The pictures that you posted, the kids look so happy to run into the water.
So happy.
Bless.
Al Mamza, is it near there? There's
no,
beautiful...
I went to the Sharjah Open Beach.
Okay. Yeah. I need to go down there more often. Like, I think it looks beautiful.
Yeah,
down there.
It looked absolutely amazing. It's good to hear. Back out.
Yes.
Hollywood. Stars. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Chris may be off. The gossip continues, though, with Pretty.
100%. Let's start off with George and Amal Clooney. They have donated $100,000 to three Lebanese charities to aid in relief efforts after the explosion on Tuesday in Beirut.
Fantastic.
They said, "We're both deeply concerned for the people of Beirut and the devastation they faced in the last few days." The three organizations, obviously, one of them is the Lebanese Red Cross, Impact Lebanon, and Beitna Beituk, which looks after basically the housing situation in Beirut. And obviously, they're just saying, listen, if anyone can help, please do. Amal, of course, has a great connection to Lebanon. She is Lebanese. She was born in Beirut.
Yeah.
Her family moved to England when she was two. So that's good to see, of course, that George and Amal Clooney are stepping up. And of course, our thoughts continue with the people of Beirut and Lebanon. Moving on to TikTok.
So
Forbes has done the first ever list of the highest paid TikTok stars. Forbes always does these lists, highest paid actors, whatever it is. This is the first time they've sat down and looked at the earnings of TikTok stars. So the numbers are based on earnings between June last year and June this year. This is pre-tax.
Okay.
And it has to do with sponsorship deals and things like that. And it's pretty much a monopoly in your top three. Number three is Dixie D'Amelio, who earned $2.9 million. You know that song, Be Happy.
Yeah, we played it, yeah.
Yep, we played on Virgin Radio. Number two is her sister, Charlie D'Amelio, who got $4 million. So that family got a combined $7 million in the last year.
They're like the Kardashians of TikTok.
Yeah, they basically are. Now, what's weird is that Charlie's actually the most followed on TikTok, but she came in at number two when it comes to earnings. And your number one is Addison Rae. She got $5 million last year on TikTok. She's currently BFFs with Kourtney Kardashian, so that may help her out.
Oh my gosh.
So you go, if you're wondering what are these people doing on TikTok, they're doing that. That's why
they're on it, yeah.
Exactly. And finally, Logan Paul has finally spoken out after his brother Jake's house was raided by the FBI on Wednesday. Now, Jake was not at home at the time. It was weird. Photos showed about 20 officers going in and out of his Calabasas home, and they were walking out with several guns.
Oh my gosh.
So many different types of guns. The reason for the search is still unknown. Logan tried to shed some light on the situation.
I'll tell you what I know.
Nothing.
I know what you know. I know my brother's okay. Physically, he's fine. I'm out of the loop on this one, guys. I have a statement here from Jake's attorney. I won't say a word, but yeah, I checked in on him. He's fine. He physically, again, it's a bit of a headache. We're figuring it out, and the story will unfold.
Yeah, that says to me, not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, and something is definitely going on. Because at the same exact time, so imagine they go, all these FBI agents raid his house.
Yeah.
He's in Las Vegas, and in Las Vegas, at exactly the same time, they raid something called the Graffiti Mansion, which is owned by his friend. So they did these two raids at exactly the same time. So I don't know what they're hiding. Jake's always in trouble. He's currently under investigation in Arizona for looting in a mall. Like, they're just drama.
Looting?
Yeah.
Like, and he's
during
like-
during the protests and everything. Like, it's just a ridiculous thing.
Do they do it for the views? I don't know.
But, finally, it's caught up with them, though. Like, they're doing all these stunts, and now, finally, the authorities have caught up to them.
There we go. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Doja Cat and Say So. Still loving that song. She's had a few hits since then, hasn't she?
Yeah, she has. She's still doing well, so yeah.
Loving it. All right, Pretty Malik. So, as I said, you'll do anything for the show. This was a highlight of mine, even though I don't think I did win. I think Chris beat me on this
one. Yeah, I think so.
But we did this a couple of years ago. We were deciding who was the strongest out of Chris and I.
So instead of doing like a regular thing, like let's go to the gym.
Yeah.
What did you decide to do?
We decided to get a bench made with handles on the bottom, and it was like all Chris Fade Show logoed up. We asked you to climb on it, and then we could see how many times we could lift you up, how many times we could bench press you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. I really enjoyed it.
Said yes.
You did? Here we go. Have a listen to this.
This is the challenge. Whoever loses has to call the other person sir for the entire week and make them as much tea and coffee as they ask.
I like one sweetener.
Are we ready to do this?
Yeah. No!
All right, here's the bench. Weighs 10 kilos. Pretty Malik, what do you weigh?
47.
Okay, 57 kilos. I can lift that. It's about the balance. That's the hardest thing. Pretty, you have to stay still.
Okay.
I'm nervous. Okay. It's too early to be doing this.
Okay, Rossi.
Lie on me, Pretty Malik. Lie on me.
Hold on.
You have to be still.
Okay, go, go.
Can I fit?
Hold on. No, not yet.
Ow!
Okay.
This is very uncomfortable.
Okay, go. Okay. This is so hard.
Help me.
Okay.
Don't.
Okay. Release the spotters.
Okay, they've let go. Let go. I'll keep
here
it
we go.
Go. Okay. One. Good.
Listen, I did four.
So I've got to beat four, right?
I've got to beat four. And I'm not accepting too much help from these guys.
Okay.
All right, go.
That's all right.
Pretty, you have to move as much as you can on this one. Okay?
You said stay still.
I've got a fire extinguisher just in case, okay?
You won't need a just fire extinguisher.
Wait.
See. Not on your face, Rossi.
Come on.
Can I see?
This is, okay, Pretty's just about to make the... position on the bench.
Ready?
The video is going up live in about within 30 minutes.
Here.
Okay, here we go, guys. Come on.
Oh, I'm scared, Rossi. Okay. Don't drop me.
Okay, go. Let go, spotted. Go, Rossi.
This is scary.
One.
What did you eat last
night? He's done! I am the champion! You did too!
It's a fix!
Call me now! Call it to me! Go! Call me! Call me it! Call me it!
That was...
Rossi, I'll have a coffee! Three sugars, please! I'll have a coffee! Three sugars, please!
Whatever, sir!
Yes! Hashtag bench press Pretty Malik.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
Tell us, Kim and Kanye, what's going on?
So they have resurfaced. The last we heard in the Kim and Kanye saga, Kanye West holed up in his Wyoming ranch, refusing to see his family, his wife, after tweeting about wanting to get a divorce while still running for U.S. president. Mm. Kim shows up to Wyoming. She's in tears. Paparazzi catch them.
They're sat outside crying in the car.
She leaves him, goes back to L.A. without him.
Oh my gosh.
Next thing we know, last week, the last update we got is we see Kanye boarding a private jet with his son. So we know the family's on board, but where did they go? Now we know they're in the Caribbean on a little holiday together. Okay. I think it's time to reconnect.
Yeah.
And it looks like they're in high spirits because Kanye posted the cutest video on Friday of him dancing with his daughter North and just singing and just being happy. If you want to see the video, it's on our website at virginradiodubai.com. Now, while all this is going on, his bid for presidency continues.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of places where he's getting knocked off the ballots because of signature fraud. Like, you need a certain number of signatures and not all of them are legit. He's on the ballot in some states, not on the other states. It's a bit of a mess. So
right.
I guess, you know, him and Kim Kardashian, they just have to kind of talk stuff out and we'll see what happens.
It's good that they're, as you say, connecting.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what they need at the moment.
For sure. Moving on to Cameron Diaz. She has opened up about her decision to quit acting. You know, she last appeared on screen 6 years ago, back in 2014. That's the last time we saw her in a movie.
Wow.
And Cameron explained her decision on Gwyneth Paltrow's In Goop Health, the Session series. Have a listen to this.
I just decided that I wanted different things out of my life. You know, I had gone so hard for so long and I didn't really make any space for my personal life. And then I decided not to, you know, to stop making movies.
What did it feel like to walk away from a movie career of that magnitude?
A peace. I got a peace in my soul. It's a strange thing to say. I know a lot of people won't understand it. I know you understand it. But it's such a, and it's so intense to work at that level and be that public and put yourself out there. I had been, because when you're making a movie, it's a perfect excuse. They own you. You're there 12 hours a day for months on end. You have no time for anything else. And I realized I handed off parts of my life to all these other people I had to basically take it back.
Wow.
Okay, where's she going to get her money from?
I think she made enough in her 20-year film career.
And her husband as well, Benji Madden.
Yeah, I think they're okay. She's a mom now. She's just focusing on family life. And finally, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion dropped a new song this weekend called WAP. They dropped a video for it, too. The video features cameos from Kylie Jenner, Normani, and more. But fans are loving it, and Carol Baskin is not. And the reason is of the cats. There are a lot of tigers in the video. And Carol Baskin is very upset. She says that the music video glamorizes rich people keeping tigers as pets. She says, quote, every ignorant follower will want to imitate by doing the same thing. And now she's really upset about it. So she's saying the cats were photoshopped in, by the way. They were not actually with Megan or Cardi B. But Carol says posing wild animals in front of green screens and using them is unnatural and confusing. All I'm saying is, you should not have Carol Baskin on your bad side. I feel like we should just keep her happy and calm. And maybe Cardi should
say something. What are you trying to say, Pretty?
Have you seen the documentary?
Yeah, I've seen it, yeah.
So I'm just saying, everyone knows Carol Baskin.
What's that song that you always sing? How's it go?
It goes like this.
How's it go?
Carol Baskin. Something husband whacked him. And then I don't know the rest. But
okay,
basically,
pretty good.
I mean, that's all I'm saying. Just watch out for
Carol Baskin. Just don't get on the bad side. That's what Pretty Malik's saying.
Exactly.
Allegedly. Virgin Radio 104.4. That is a fantastic song by Zedd and Maren Morris on Virgin Radio.
Right,
sorry, I'm just trying to be the radio DJ here. It is 7:40. So I was mentioning earlier on that I met up with my cousin, by the way, who's a pilot, by the way, in Dubai.
Okay.
He's single as well. He can't find a girlfriend.
A pilot can't find a girl.
Yeah.
Get out.
Honestly, he's a pilot for Emirates.
I don't believe you.
He's a lovely guy. I met him once when I was 12. And he came to stay with us in Liverpool, and I took him around some beautiful highlights of the city, like the Mersey Tunnel.
Is that a big thing? I don't know anything.
You go through the tunnel.
That's literally it.
It's a big thing for us. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. And then I took him to the Everton Football Stadium.
Showed
him around there.
Of course, as you do.
And he slept in a caravan outside our house.
That's not very nice.
There wasn't any room. Mum and Dad slept in the house, and the two kids slept in the caravan.
Couch.
My mum didn't want them to sleep on the couch because she just bought this new 3-piece suite.
Wow. Okay, this is just turning into a
whole
different conversation.
Can you let me tell a story?
Sorry. You started it. Go.
Okay, well, anyway, I met up with him the other day. He's from Mauritius, and it was his birthday. So he was saying, hey, do you want to come out? Like, you know, I'm going out with a few friends. Come and say hello. And I was like, oh, wow, this is great. Yeah, it's a pilot.
The only reason Rossi wants to do this is so that he can get on the list.
Get on the list.
To get flights.
But not only was he a pilot, two of his friends were also pilots.
So now he wants to become best friends with them so he can get on the list. Is this why you think he's a geek? Because he's a pilot.
Oh, absolutely not. Don't put words in my mouth.
You said that.
No, I'm not saying that. The reason I say that is because when I got there, they just sat down and they spoke about collecting something, which is not geeky. Lego, right? It's not geeky in any way. But the way he collects it is. So he'll buy all this Lego.
How old is he?
He is 2 years older than me, so 24.
yeah, right.
No, he's I think he's about 39, something like
that.
Okay. So what he does is he buys this Lego.
Yeah.
He doesn't even open the box.
Like Lego sets.
Yeah, Lego set. He collects it.
Okay.
So he'll buy the Lego,
keep
it in all of the boxes, and then he's got a storage facility. He stores it in there. He's got no kids. He's got no girlfriend. This is what he does. And he just collects it. And
Is there a reason why? Like, why does he collect them?
Because he reckons it's going to be worth money. Like, he was telling me, we've got this fantastic set, actually. It's the Boeing V-22 Osprey. It got released the other day in Dubai Mall, and it completely sold out within an hour. I can't do a South African accent, but...
That is not South African. Wait, it sold out in an hour. What is it called again? The Boeing...
He's told me it was the Boeing V-22 Osprey. Apparently, what happened was they released it, and because it was like a military piece, Lego decided to like bring it back or something, or discontinue it. That's the word I'm looking for. And it was on sale in certain places for a little bit, and then it's all gone. It's sold out.
Rossi.
So like, I was like, wow, what a dork. Like, you're storing all this Lego in there. in these big facilities. Like, I feel so, I need to get him a girlfriend, honestly.
Do you understand, though? I'm just Googling this now. Do you know how much that Boeing V-222 Osprey is worth?
How much?
Okay, so to buy it is 440 dirhams.
Right.
Do you know what happens to the value of it when you buy it and you don't open it? It's now worth 5,200 dirhams. That's why he did that.
So
he bought it for maybe around 500 dirhams, let's say.
Yeah.
It is now worth easily over 5,000 dirhams.
Like straight away?
Straight away.
Oh my gosh.
That's why he does it. Do you want to know more? I've Googled a list.
Go on then. More Lego.
This is how much Lego is, and this has now blown my mind. And now I think you're going to be friends with your cousin a little bit more, not just for the list of flights, but for the money.
Go on.
A Lego King's Castle set is going for 9,500 dirhams right now.
A Lego? What's so good about that one?
I have no idea. It's the Lego
King's Castle.
It was built, it was released in 1984.
Okay.
You want to know another one? The Lego Taj Mahal first edition, now going for 14,000 dirhams.
Agra to get that.
No.
Agra. No.
And finally, you want to know the most expensive Lego set?
Go on.
The Lego Ultimate Collector Series Millennium Falcon.
Millennium Falcon, yeah, I've seen
Star
that one.
Wars,
I've seen
yeah.
that one.
Huge.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a guess as to how much this thing is worth?
Yeah.
Take a guess.
Yeah, I will. I'll take a guess.
Take a guess. Come on.
So the last one was 14,000 dirhams.
14,000 dirhams.
Higher or lower? Obviously higher. 30,000.
It is more, my friend.
What?
55,000 dirhams for this Lego set.
Oh my gosh.
So that's why he keeps it all packaged up.
He's got like a storeroom with all this stuff in. He bought two of these things.
So that's straight away 10 grand. That's 10 grand right there.
Oh my gosh, I want to be into Lego. This is unbelievable.
Great. Now this is going to be Rossi's mission in life.
04-871-5544. Do you have a Boeing V-22 Osprey available?
No, Rossi.
No, not available. All right, have you got one? You probably won't want to sell it to me.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We're asking for Lego enthusiasts on the phone, people who have got experience with Lego.
Uh-huh.
Who we got on line one here? It says John. Morning, John.
Good morning.
Jersey John, what up?
Oh, Jersey John.
Let me tell you something. Rossi being a number two is like me being an astronaut. This is a big mistake. This is a big mistake.
It's too late now.
When Chris goes on vacation, Rossi's got to take a vacation. You're nothing without Chris, Rossi. But you're doing a great job. I love the way you're doing it.
Excuse me, mate.
He's giving you a compliment.
No, he wasn't. He was just saying.
He said you're doing a great job.
The best thing about me being in control. Look, he's still talking. The best thing about me being in control right now is I can turn you off whenever I like, Jersey Jack.
I love that. No problem. Enjoy the week.
Where do I press? Which button is it, Prissy?
Yeah.
So you don't know what to do. You can't figure it out.
Where is it?
Eddie.
Eddie, how do I turn him off? Eddie.
You can't turn me off. I'm in your head.
Eddie.
You're on your own, mate. You're on your own.
Eddie. Please tell me
the
how to turn him off.
Run.
You're on your own.
You can't turn me off.
Eddie, come in here. Stop messing now. Just come in. I can't get rid of him. Eddie. Eddie!
Just hit the big one.
Hollywood. Stars.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
Pretty Malik's Gossip at 8:38 right now.
So the 2020 VMAs will not be taking place at the Barclays Center in New York City. After all, the awards were meant to be the first live event to take place at the arena since the pandemic began. But obviously, due to health and safety guidelines and the risk factor, they said it's probably not a good idea to be in a closed venue.
Mm.
So what's going to happen on August 30th when the VMAs, the MTV Video Music Awards, do take place is that the performances will go ahead in outdoor venues around New York City.
Okay.
And with either limited or no audience at all. Keke Palmer is hosting. I think they're just going to all do it kind of virtually, and then it's going
to
air. So that's
could this be a sign of things to come for other events, do you think?
Probably. The Emmys are going virtual as well, and that's in September. So
I just hope it it's okay by like November, December time, especially here in Dubai, because that's my favorite time of the year for events.
Yeah, for sure.
Just outdoor stuff's great.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. Moving on to Conor McGregor. He made a huge announcement. It has nothing to do with the MMA.
It's UFC,
that he's engaged.
Oh, is he? Yes. What do you mean he wasn't married?
No, he made the announcement on Instagram that he proposed to his longtime partner, Dee Devlin.
Yeah.
They've been together since 2008 and have two kids together, and that rock looks huge.
Oh my gosh. Huge. Well, congratulations, Conor McGregor. Well done, mate.
And finally, Eurovision. Tell me about the Eurovision Song Contest. It's a big deal, right?
It used to be in England, yeah, and then we decided that no one would ever vote for the UK. They'd always go against us, so we sort of were not into it anymore.
But you still
Australia,
participate, right?
Australia loves it more than us.
So basically what's happening now is that the Eurovision Song Contest is headed to the US. It's going to be called the American Song Contest, set to debut during the 2021 holiday season. Eurovision, which has been around for over 60 years, it draws over 200 million viewers for its finale.
Mm.
And now the premise of the American version is similar. Basically, they're going to have a representative and artist of each of the 50 states.
Okay.
To compete for the biggest song. And it's done by the producer of the Eurovision Song Contest, Chris Bjorkman.
Oh my gosh,
so
I just
he's
had
bringing it over.
A great business idea.
What?
Let's do it for the UAE. Seven Emirates.
Don't you need more contestants, though? Like, is seven enough?
Well, it's like, you know, representing each emirate of the UAE.
Maybe it could be the Middle East Song Contest.
Yes, that's probably better.
Yeah, and then we can have everyone compete. I don't know.
Pretty and I, well, we're ready to go.
We'll talk to Chris Bjorkman and try to make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fluent in Arabic, so
no,
I'll be fine.
No, we're going to stop right there. Hit us with your tag, Breathy. Okay, peace out, home fries.
Flus, Ciara.
Okay, here's hit the button.
Pretty Malik's done something for the first time in 4 months, and apparently she feels lighter.
And that is getting my eyebrows done.
She got her eyebrows done. Yes.
Thank you very much. It's a big deal. A lot of you may be thinking, what's the big deal?
Yeah.
And many of you may be going, oh my goodness, I feel you, girl. Okay, so to put this into perspective,
yeah.
Before the pandemic, in normal, quote unquote, normal times, I would get my eyebrows done pretty much every week. Once a week, I would go to get my eyebrows done.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah. But I mean, if you're an Indian girl, you can relate. So okay. That's every week I would go. When the pandemic hit, obviously, the salons were shut down.
Yeah.
So that means I have not gotten my eyebrows done since March. March was the last time I got my eyebrows done. And in the interim, I've been doing it kind of myself, like tweezers and whatnot, and trying to figure it out on my own. And then the numbers in the country were doing a really, really good job. The numbers are really starting to slow.
Yeah.
The fatality rate is really starting to slow. I mean, in the past 24 hours, we had zero deaths.
Amazing.
It was 239 cases. Our recovery rate is doing really, really well.
Mm.
So I felt a little bit more confident. And I feel like going to the salon is one of those things that it's not just about getting the service done. It's just, it just makes you feel different once you get whatever service it is done.
Yeah.
You just feel different.
You enjoy it.
So yeah. I finally called my salon up and I said, I'm going to make the appointment. I made the appointment midweek last week and I thought I would chicken out. My appointment was Friday morning and Thursday night, I have to tell you, Rossi, like I really thought I was going to chicken out and be like, oh, I'm not too sure how it's going to work. Like, how is this woman going to thread? She has to put the thread in her mouth, but she has to wear a mask. Like, how is this all going to work?
Mm.
I'm not sure if I feel comfortable. So this is how it went. Friday morning comes. I decide to take the first appointment of the day so that I'm the first person to enter that room.
That's a good move. Yeah.
Yeah. So it just made me feel more comfortable. And the salon that I go to was like super hygiene friendly anyways.
It was like beforehand. That before. Yeah,
yeah. Like they were like above and beyond. So I was
right.
Like, okay, I'm a bit more comfortable with that. As soon as I walked in, they took my temperature.
That's good.
And I was wearing gloves and she made me sanitize in front of her. She said, either you do it here or at the other desk, but you have to sanitize your hands. So she stood there with like the sanitizer and watched me do that.
And you still had your mask on at this point?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Mask stays on the entire time. You have to have a mask. You can't go in without a mask.
That's
so
great.
That's great. And then the service came and the whole place was sanitized. No towels. Everything's disposable. And my wonderful eyebrow lady was wearing a mask the entire time. And the way they thread now, I don't know if you know, Rossi, so usually you put the thread in your mouth.
Yeah,
but
I've
now they
it.
Wrap it around their neck. And that's how they do it because they can't take their mask off.
Right.
So everything was sanitized. It was amazing. I feel like a whole new person. Like, I walked out and I looked at my face and I was like, who is this person? I almost forgot what I look like with my eyebrows being done.
Men don't notice the difference, though. I guess,
I don't think you would.
But yeah, now I'm looking at
them.
They're
like perfectly shaped.
They look fantastic.
But it was honestly amazing. And I was so anxious and I was so happy that I did it. I think I really wanted to give my eyebrow lady a hug when I saw her, but I obviously couldn't because I missed her and we were like catching up and I had my mask on the whole time. But if you're anxious like me, the tips that I can kind of give if you're looking to do this, if you really want to do this, number one, call your salon beforehand and ask them what safety protocols they have in place.
Yeah.
That's what I did. It makes me more comfortable.
Okay.
And I know what I'm walking into. Like, I knew I was going to get a temp check. I knew I was going to go through all that. And see, I mean, I took the first appointment of the day. Maybe that's what you want to do.
That's a good idea, that first appointment of the day, I think.
It's just quieter at that time and it just makes it easier. But
if you want to congratulate Pretty Malik.
Oh, please.
Pretty Malik, it's time for another bit from the Chris Fade Show right now.
Let's do it. Let's play the reverse game.
This is called, like, the reverse...
Reverse.
Yeah.
Well, Chris, you started saying your name backwards the other day for some bizarre reason. Edaf Skrisch, I think it is. And you thought of this game?
Well, I on YouTube the other day, I saw a guy that could actually read backwards. So he would talk backwards, and then if you flipped it, and you threw it into reverse, you could hear what he was actually saying.
And it sounded perfect.
100%. So Phone Guy Eddie has gone into the studio.
Yeah.
Studio number two here.
Yeah.
He's said three different phrases.
Yep. Okay.
All right. We are going to hear your phrases reversed, right, Eddie?
Yeah.
So he said three things that if you were to say them normally, you'd understand what they were.
But he's reversed it.
But he's reversed the audio.
Okay.
So we're going to hear the audio right now. And then we're going to have to try to repeat how it sounds backwards.
Okay.
But here's the trick.
Okay.
We'll then put it into a machine that will put it back going forward, if that makes any sense.
Re-reverse it
to see who actually says the word the best.
Okay, cool.
Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So this is like a competition. Can the listeners decide who is the winner then?
You can decide, if you're listening, who is the winner.
All right,
here we go. So Eddie, give us word number one. Here it is. Yep. Let's have a listen to. He's recorded this backwards into the computer.
Yeah, shrub.
What?
What?
Can we hear that again?
Yeah, shrub.
That's a hard one.
All right, Pretty Malik, one more listen, then you have to do it.
Yeah, shrub.
Yeah, shrub.
Okay,
right.
That's not bad.
Wow.
That's not bad. Rossi, you've got to do it.
Play it again.
Yeah, shrub.
Yeah. Shop.
Okay.
Not bad.
I can't wait to hear Chris.
I'm not good at this game. I need to hear it one more time.
Yeah, shop.
Ha, shot, hob. I've stuffed up. I know I've stuffed up.
Yeah. Okay. Word number two.
Let's hear it. I want to hear it now. I want to hear it now.
Yeah, right.
All right. Let's see what the word that you actually said was. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Barsha Heights.
Barsha Heights.
Yep.
Okay, now we're playing what we just said backwards, but forwards in normal. So Pretty Malik sounded like this.
Sya Hashab.
Let's hear how it sounded.
Barsha Heights.
Oh my gosh, that was really good. So let's hear it backwards again.
Sya Hashab. Barsha Heights.
Wow, Pretty Malik.
Rossi sounded like this backwards.
Sya Hashab.
How do you sound forward, though?
Barsha Heights.
Oh, that was actually pretty good, too.
Thank you.
I think I'm the worst.
Let's hear it.
How did I sound? Ha Sharhab. Here we go.
Barsha.
You're out, Chris. I've definitely lost that one.
Lost that round.
All right, give us number two here. What's the next phrase, Eddie? Let's have a listen.
Hichne Ishun.
What is that, man?
That's
you
really
love
hard.
This one. You love this one.
Okay.
Hear it again, Pretty.
Okay.
Hihik
na ishun.
Sounds Japanese-ish.
It does.
All right, Rossi, I'll give you another listen.
Hihik na ishun.
I can go.
Hihik na ishun.
Wow, that was actually pretty good.
You sound like you're doing breathing exercises.
So remember, these are words that Eddie has put into a machine that they've reversed normal words. We're trying to repeat them in reverse and then play them back forward. One last song and have another go here. Hold on.
Hee hee na ishun.
Hee hee na ishun.
Okay, let's use the winner.
I think you got that wrong.
All right, over to Pretty Malik. Let's see what the let's see what the word actually was.
Nushi and Kiki.
Oh my gosh. Nushi and Kiki. Okay. My girls, pretty added pretty sound.
Mushi and Kiki. Not that bad.
That was all right.
Mushi and Kiki.
Can we hear that again? You sound evil.
Mushi and Kiki.
And here comes Daddy.
Mushi and Kiki.
What's that voice? You sound like Elmo.
Mushi and Kiki.
Oh my gosh.
I think we all failed.
Virgin Radio 104.4, that is it from Pretty and I. That was day one. Doing pretty, not bad.
You did really well, I have to say. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay, yeah. Not too many mistakes. Calling people by the wrong name now and again, that was all right.
That's just your normal day anyways, though, right?
Eddie is up next. He's in for Sheena. How did they do, Eddie? Did they do okay?
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would say a 5.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay. Eddie,
be careful. You
know
you're on next.
No, you know what's happening. Eddie is just, we're starting low on a Sunday, so we end on a high on
hopefully.
Thursday. You know what I mean?
Fingers crossed.
Chris is going to be back on Sunday. Now, Eddie, we did get 3 correct answers earlier from Maha for our 5 celebrity mystery voices. So I'm hoping we get to 4 or even 5 with you.
Oh,
yeah?
It's becoming close. Getting close.
So make sure you go to the website, virginradiodubai.com, to see what Maha gave us as the answer. Try to work it out, and hopefully Eddie can give you a 2-bedroom villa rent-free.
Hopefully, Eddie. You got some good music on the way as well, have you?
Yep, tons. 104 minutes commercial-free.
Nice. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same prizes as well.
Yep, 7:10, the pop quiz returns, and if the villa doesn't go away, then it's ours to give to you.
We'll see you tomorrow.